News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, sending and receiving letters has gone out of style a little bit in the digital age, but during the festive season, are people still sending out Christmas cards? News Talk's own Ellen Kenny took to the streets of Dublin to find out.
I would probably be over 50, 60 cards, yeah. Well, I would send them to close family and people who I wouldn't like them to think I'd forgotten them.
My rule is I don't send them to anybody I see. It's all the people I don't see. I don't know whether it's important to the people who receive them, but as I get older, I love to do it more and more.
I've just started doing it in the last few years because I find cards that I like and I think, oh, I'll just buy this and send it on. I think it's a nice touch. I mean, the thing is, a lot of people probably just throw away cards. I know I throw away birthday cards if I get them, you know, but a Christmas just seems like a nice touch.
I think it used to be more of a thing, and I used to send them out up until a few years ago, and then life got busy, and I think since the pandemic or something, I haven't even thought about sending them out.
I know my mum used to do it, but she doesn't even do it anymore, so I don't really know if we even receive any.
People nowadays tend to send a message or so on, you know, rather than the card.
On Christmas Day, I'd send a text to, like, all my friends, but not a card.
It's just a thing on Facebook. It's generic. You just say Happy Christmas to everybody and it's covered in a post.
Bit of a nuisance, really. You have to go and get stamps and all that sort of thing.
I think the last time I handed out cards on purpose was in primary school, genuinely. But I think there's something nice about a physical card, going out to buy it and writing it out, thinking of somebody. I think it's nice to think that someone thought of you over Christmas more than just, oh, I should text this person on Christmas morning. Maybe I will send cards this year.
I posted 48 cards. I like a Christmas card. It's nice to get one and receive one, and I think it's more personal. I think it's nice to handwrite a card, because I don't just put Merry Christmas. I put Merry Christmas to you both. Have a wonderful time.
I do plan to, because if someone makes the effort of actually writing a card and actually taking the time to write it with a nice message, I always think it's really nice. I think it's a nice thing to do. Part of it's like the Christmas spirit, isn't it, really? So it's a nice thing to do.
Who are you going to send the card to?
My cousins, Granny and Nanny.
And what would you say to them in the card?
I'd say, have a good Christmas and I hope you come to my house on Christmas Day.
Oh, that is very sweet indeed. News Talk's Ellen Kelly. Kenny, even. Sorry, excuse me, Ellen. Ellen Kenny reporting there. It's actually inspired me to go out and send my Christmas cards that I have actually bought. So I'm going to do that today.
Yeah, the only one I've gotten this year is from Henry McKean.
I got that one too. Yeah. Not your, the same card as
the
you,
same
but
card
I also got one.
I wondered why mine's a chain.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.